And open it to Philippians in chapter 4. Philippians in chapter 4. The ushers are coming around. Ushers, if they need a Bible, the ushers will give you a Bible there. Just raise your hand, and the ushers do have Bibles that you can follow along with us in English if you so desire. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. If they need some more, just pass them on down. We got plenty of Bibles here. There's no scarcity here. All right, Philippians chapter 4. Now, the idea again of the Apostle Paul teaching on this is he's appealing to those who were supporting him in the gospel. And the gospel has to be financed. The word of God is free, but the equipment costs something. And you can't hardly go to Gary, Indiana without some money. You just need some money. And that's just the way it is. So what happens is Paul is saluting those who are partnering with him, those who are helping support what he's doing. And he says here in verse 15, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. And I'd like you to underline giving and receiving, because that's what it's all about. He doesn't want you to just give. God wants you also to receive. Now, you're not trying to make God do something. The only thing you're doing is sowing seed so that God could deliver to you what Jesus provided. And if you look here at giving and receiving, put depositing and withdrawing. I do that in my Bible because a lot of times I see the kingdom of God as big business, that it's a business of winning souls and helping people with their lives. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, you came once and again, you sent once and again to my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire that fruit may abound to your account. So as you send me, you're also making an investment in the gospel. And when you make that investment in the gospel, it pays big dividends. Now, all of them don't come right now, meaning that true enough, you can sow a seed and receive a harvest in this time. But also you can sow a seed and receive rewards for the next time. In other words, when you and I have made a transition, when Jesus comes back or we live out our lives of 120 years old, amen. Glory to God, you see, isn't that powerful? Then we'll get rewarded for the things that we did in the earth. And that's what this is all about. Verse 18, but I have all and abound, and am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. It's kind of interesting when you give a heartfelt gift, and it's especially something that's giving out of your need, it comes up as God as an odor of sweet smell. And God has to acknowledge that sweet smell. Verse 19, but my God, I like my God. My God, Paul knew his God. But my God shall supply how many? All your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Well, the good news here is that you could sow a seed for whatever you need. And a lot of times I've sown a seed because there are some things I needed outside of money, and I've sown a seed for it. I go in the Old Testament, and I see where Solomon sowed a seed for wisdom and got it. I saw where another lady who had no children, and her husband was old. Now, the Scripture said that. I didn't say that. The Scripture said it. But she sowed a seed and received conception of a son, and she had a son. I'm saying a seed will meet what? Any need. Doesn't make any difference what it is. So you can sow a seed, which could be money or whatever you would have, and that seed would meet a need. Like I said, I knew a guy that He was beginning his ministry, so there was an Indian reservation, and this particular guy that he knew was an Indian, and he wanted to set up a church. So he went out in this certain property, and he just put a post down there and nailed it, put the post in the ground and put a sign up and said, "This is such and such a church." And that's where the church was. He put some benches out there, and they would have church. So he called this particular friend of mine to preach. And he went to preach for him, and he went to preach, and these Indians, American Indians, were very poor. And they didn't have anything. But he preached on the scriptures that says you can sow something, and God will give you a harvest back of what you sowed. So they caught the message, and they didn't have any money, but they went home and got some rocks that they had polished up and some garments and so forth, and they sowed what they had. And he said they had nothing. But he came back 1 year later, and most of them were driving SUVs and so forth. My point to you is, my God shall supply what? All your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I want to thank you and applaud you for helping me go to Africa. You did it. You did it in style. We had all the money before we even left. By the way, when we got into the airplane, we had no landing permit for Africa. No landing permit for Nigeria. Now, you're not supposed to take off without a landing permit. But I knew that was the devil. And I said, "We're going to wait 1 hour and we leave it." Well, I didn't know it. The crew were talking about me and saying, "Now, I'm not going to jail here now for this sake." But what happened is we waited 1 hour, took off, had a Midwest stop in Portugal, and we landed and got some gas. Now we're taking off for Nigeria, and we still didn't have a landing permit. I said, "Take off." And then I laid back and put my bed back, laid back and went to sleep. And I said, "Lord, you give your beloved sleep. You take care of it. I'm going to sleep." I went to sleep, and we got a landing permit as we were descending into Lagos. Now, there are some places that you cannot go except by faith. And I really applaud the French students, how they pressed their way out in this snowstorm, and they pressed their way out. Give them a hand clap. They did it by faith. For internet audience, please prepare your tithes and offerings as well. You can send them in, text them in, and it goes right to the bank. Thank you.
Hallelujah.